the most expensive signings in Premier League history. In this video, what we're going to do is rank the 15 most expensive signings that have ever landed in the Premier League. And we're also going to predict how some of the new big boys are going to get on. We're going to rank them in tiers. And the tiers that we're going to use are amazing signing, just about worth it, jury's out, didn't work, and what were they thinking? Helping me go through this is none other than the wonderful Lee Ban from SDS.
I'm excited, man.
An honour, always a joy to talk football with you, sir.
Yeah.
And I am really looking forward to this. But there are some players that you kind of forget quite how expensive they are.
Yeah.
Like the 15th most expensive signing that has been made in the Premier League era, Wesley Fofana. Wesley Fofana, Leicester to Chelsea for 70 million quid is the first signing that we are going to rank.
Yeah.
I am
Chelsea boy
amazed that Wesley Fofana is on this. Like, I know he was dear, but it's 15th.
Yeah.
It's like really expensive, isn't it? For a centre-half from Leicester.
Yeah. I think at the time, I don't think anyone questioned the fee at the time.
No.
Do you think so?
I think it was seen as being very expensive. 70 yeah. million quid.
But I think for the talent he was at the time.
Yeah.
And I think the age and how good he was for Leicester, it kind of, given that obviously Van Dijk had gone for 75
yeah, yeah.
million, I just felt like at the time it made sense.
Yeah.
Just obviously the way things have transpired, obviously the injuries, he's been injury prone for quite some time, doesn't really play. I think, how many games has he played for Chelsea?
He's perennially injured. He's just one of those players. You know, some players, it's a horrible situation. It's horrible for them as well.
Yeah.
But you know when you have to stop thinking about them as like a realistic option?
Yeah.
You have to start thinking about them. If they're there, it's a great bonus. But we need to plan as if they're not there.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible situation.
Yeah. It really 100%. It's sad, but it has to be put down as didn't work.
It didn't work. No, it hasn't worked. I mean, it's going to sound harsh. And part of the reasons that it didn't work are, I have sympathy for him.
Yeah.
But it just hasn't worked out.
No.
Like, the player that we needed in that position was supposed to be almost a replacement by now, considering the length he's been at the club, of like, our stature at the back, our Thiago Silva, our John Terry, and it's just not him.
It's I actually want to know how many appearances he actually made, because then we can actually break down the fee and look at per game and see how much it costs you per game. I really want to find out, because if we can
35 games,
so it's 35 games, 2 million per game,
£2 million a game.
It's crazy.
It's kind of worse.
No. It's
whatever rationale we were gonna, if I was going to try and make a defense, I just can't.
It's crazy.
So the first up in our 15th, in the most expensive players in the Premier League era, has gone into the tier of didn't work, and that is Wesley Fofana. Okay. Next up, I think it's a really easy one. The 14th most expensive player to have ever landed in the Premier League is Virgil van Dijk. This is the easiest one that we're going to discuss. I think this is the easiest player to discuss. Before we rank him, because there's no jeopardy there. We know exactly where he's going. Can I just ask you, how high do you rank Van Dijk in the pantheon of great Premier League defenders?
In terms of if I have to rank him against the greats?
So say Premier League era, do you believe he's the greatest Premier League defender of all time?
No.
I think he's
in the, definitely comfortably in the top 10, pushes for maybe top 5. Can get into the top 5 now, maybe, but I don't have him above the likes of John Terry and Rio.
No.
And those are the two names that kind of come up quite frequently. Yeah. I just don't think he's... I think Van Dijk is a brilliant, and I think the best modern day centre-back.
The best around now.
Yeah, now. Yeah. I think if you look at the quality of players that John Terry and Rio played in their time, and the quality of strikers they came up against, and the quality of attackers they came up against, I just put them in a higher, you know...
I think it's a good logic.
Yeah.
I agree. When Terry and Ferdinand were at their best, every team had a brilliant striker.
Yeah.
The vast majority of Premier League teams had elite level strikers.
Yeah.
Like countless, like Tottenham had Berbatov.
Yeah.
Like Tottenham, who weren't really winning silverware, won one trophy in 08. They weren't really winning silverware.
Yeah.
They had Berbatov, Keane, and Defoe all at the club at the same time. Like if Defoe, who wasn't even the best player at Tottenham then, if Defoe was playing now, he'd be one of the best strikers in the league.
No, 100%. He would be, we talk about him being an 80 million, 90 million pound striker.
And he'd have 100 England caps.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that tells you how far the strikers have fallen off now in modern game, you know, and that's why I have so much more. I have to put the likes of Rio and Terry slightly above Van Dijk, is because you're playing 1 week against Henry, then you're playing against Drogba, then
it's constant.
And then you go to Europe and you're playing against like
Del Piero and Torres and Davide Villa.
It's Eto and you know all these type of strikers, and I just feel like. At that time, I just think it was more difficult to defend against those.
I completely agree.
I get cooked for this so much, for saying this so much. You know, every time I have this debate about Van Dijk, it's that they feel like I'm disrespecting that Van Dijk. Yeah. And it's not. I'm giving him his praise. I think he's one of the, for modern
the best around today, which is the kindest thing that you can say about. You are literally the best in your position in the world today. There isn't a player that comes close.
But when it comes back down to now Premier League era...
You're not better than Baresi. You're not better than... Like if you want to make it a your position of all time, you're just not that.
Yeah, and for some reason, that's a crime to say. It's become criminal to say that now, you know? Yeah. So, that's where I kind of stand.
But in this conversation, he is undoubtedly 100%, amazing signing.
100%.
Amazing signing. In fact, it changed Liverpool. You know, we've spoken in the past, I think on our previous video, where we said about a club changing. When a player arrives, and he most certainly changed Liverpool. 13th on this list is Romelu Lukaku. His move from Everton to Manchester United, £75 million.
Yeah.
What tier do you think that belongs in?
Okay, so at the time, I would have said didn't work.
Yeah.
But now looking at how much troubles we've had with strikers since Lukaku's left, and obviously... You know, the problems we have now with our strikers. I would kill to have Lukaku back. It sounds crazy. I would kill to have Lukaku back. And actually looking back at his numbers, I don't think his numbers were bad. I think he missed a lot of chances. I think he was a bit inconsistent with us. Yeah. He missed a lot of big chances in big moments. But
we both had a similar experience. Like Manchester United fans and Chelsea fans at the same time had a very similar experience.
Yeah.
Because you had Lukaku and we had Alvaro Morata. And we were both... desperate for better.
Yeah.
And we didn't know. We didn't know what was waiting around the corner.
No, for sure. So I would have said at the time didn't work, but now I'm going to slightly change it to, obviously given the context and how everything's unfolded and what we're going through now, I'm going to say jury's out.
Jury's out.
Yeah.
I think
this one can become a debate.
Do you know what though, Lee Van? I feel like it has to be didn't work.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he would have been there for much longer. He left. You could potentially say just about worth it, but
no, I wouldn't put just about worth it but
then it has to be didn't work.
I think it's a debate, like amongst my United fans.
You think
fans,
there's still a debate as to whether Lukaku worked or not?
I think amongst United fans there's still a debate now because it's like
it didn't work. Listen, you're the authority here. But Lukaku didn't work.
It didn't work.
Lukaku didn't work. It's one of those things.
It didn't work, but it kind of like just with time just became
more palatable.
And now it's like a conversation now. What would Lukaku do?
It didn't work.
You know what? Let's just say it didn't work.
Here's another one that just didn't work.
Yeah. Let's just say
12th on the list of most expensive Premier League players of all time is Jadon Sancho. Dortmund to Manchester United, £75 million. This is the jewel in the crown. This is the capo de tutti capo of didn't work. Didn't work. What's wrong with Jadon Sancho? Do you know what? I wish, if I was as good at football as Jadon Sancho, I would be playing for the best team in the world.
Yeah.
He has enough talent. Like, I don't think he's as talented as other people like to say. Because I mean, you know, some people talk about him. But he's a really good player.
Yeah.
Like he's a good, whether he's international quality or whatever else, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, there is no doubt he's a very good Premier League player.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have the ability to be having a really good Premier League career.
Mm-hmm.
And he's blowing it. And I don't understand it.
Yeah.
How has one of his mates not gone, Jadon, take a pay cut and sign for Chelsea? What are you doing?
If I really want to say what I really think about Jadon Sancho, I don't want to get you in trouble with it, but if I had to say, honestly, it would have been nice because I think with Jadon, I just think his priorities are all over the place. I just think that somebody just I don't know what's going on in his personal life, but I just think there's too many distractions around him where you can see that, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that this is a player that's not fully focused on his football.
Money.
You know, if you generally had ambition, this is why I respect Rashford, because Rashford, he really wants to, he's actually really looking at his career saying, I really want to make the most of my career and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to prove people that, you know, I'm still that player and I can still go on to achieve great things, which is why he went to Barcelona. He took a pay cut. You know, he really forced that move to Barcelona. That was ambition. You know, even him going to Aston Villa in January,
to
know,
give him the platform.
Only a player that really wants to do well in their career will do such a thing. Whereas with Sancho, it's more about, for him, you can see that it's more, he cares more about the finances. In terms of, if you look, he had a great offer at Chelsea, you know.
Chose to not take it.
Even when we tried to negotiate with Aston Villa, we tried to do a swap deal with him and Emi Martinez. Mm. And he refused because he simply didn't want to take a cut on his pay. So it's disappointing because it's a good player. You know, that's a good player.
Obviously, yeah. Now, this is going to have to go into what were they thinking. But at the time, I knew what they were thinking. He was doing well at Dortmund. But it's now going to go down as what were they thinking? Because is this fair to say, Liban?
Yeah.
Jadon Sancho is Manchester United's worst ever signing in the Premier League era.
I'm off that opinion now as well.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm off that opinion. Like, even as worse than Anthony, who will come to speak at some point, but I think it's worse than that just because of how everything's transpiring, man. At least Anthony's, you know, he's still got ambition. He wants to go and prove people wrong, you know. He wants to still,
get their career on. Effectively go on strike. Like,
like
Jadon Sancho, where was he? You know, when that Ten Hag thing happened, just had some time off. Like, wait, where are you?
But the thing is, even with that's the thing. Look, like, the club's done things for you. To try help you.
And he went off on social media and pinned a thing to his Twitter.
It's just like, you know, it's terrible. Yeah, I think everything that could go wrong with a move went wrong with Jadon Sancho.
Such a shame. Do you know what's crazy? He won't think this now.
Yeah.
But you know when he's 43?
100%.
He'll be just going, what did I do?
Yeah, yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah.
I could have been running down the wing for Manchester United for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I blew it because I fell out with Ten Hag. Yeah. I couldn't swallow my pride. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, it's
absolutely ridiculous.
You know how we were saying with Rashford and and even Anthony, how, you know, they're willing to, you know, do what it takes to get their careers back on track, regardless of money, whatever it is. I think with Jadon, it's he's in a situation where I just feel like he knows that this current pay that he's on, he's never seen it.
He's never. So he's going to make it count for as long as he can.
You know, I feel whereas Rashford and Anthony, even Anthony, they're betting on themselves to get their career on track
and earn the contract again. Yeah.
Whereas I think with him, he's just kind of given up and be like, this is my last big pay. I'm going to do what I kind of squeeze as much as I can out of it. And then obviously if you go Saudi, he might still see that type of money. But in terms of in Europe, I don't think there's a club in Europe.
No, that would, you'd be mad.
Yeah,
you'd be mad. Crazy. You take a punt on him for a max 100 grand a week.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's obviously in the what were they thinking?
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting now, right? Darwin Nunez, Benfica to Liverpool, 75 million quid. I feel like I'm in a minority here, but I think overall it wasn't a terrible signing.
I don't think it was terrible.
I'm inclined to edge towards just about worth it. Just about.
I'm at jury's out.
But you think there's still a debate?
I think there's still a debate, 100%. I think there's a lot of Liverpool fans, and even myself, that think they didn't get what they thought they got initially when they signed him. I think they thought they were going to get a striker that was, you know, was going to kind of like Luis Suarez, you know, get 30 goals, you know, score all these goals. And then obviously since the time he's been there, it's always been, oh, he's finally, you know, he's unleashed. That's the word I kept using. Yeah. He's been unleashed, you know. He's had moments. He has spurts. And obviously, ultimately, he did contribute to a Premier League team. But
do you know when I think back to where Liverpool won the league that year? And look, it was probably never in doubt. But the moment I felt like they won the league, I remember watching the game.
Yeah.
They played Brentford at the they played Brentford there.
Yeah.
And the game was 0-0 on 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And Darwin Nunez scored.
Yeah.
And at that moment, good goals as well.
Yeah.
At that moment, I was like, they've won the league.
Yeah.
Effectively, I know it wasn't the moment they won the league legitimately, but Darwin Nunez's goals took them to a league, took them, in my opinion, to a league title.
Yeah, which is why we can't say it didn't work out.
I think it kind of didn't work out, because if it did work out,
he would still be scoring goals for them. So it didn't work out.
I think the question is, didn't work or just about worth it? And I'm inclined to say, with the money that they recouped, the contribution that they got from him, I think it, I would argue that it was just about worth it, but I think I'm in the minority.
I think, you know, I think you put up a good argument, though. I think you put up a good argument. I'll just have Drew's it up because I think it's a debate.
Do you know what I said? I got debate, so yeah. much shit. I said this on TalkSport. Yeah. I said that Darwin Núñez is better, is a better signing for whoever ended up signing. It wasn't known at the time. But I said, whoever's thinking about signing Sesko should sign Núñez. And I also said, whoever's thinking about signing Gyökeres should sign Núñez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everybody went crazy. Yeah, everybody
I thought he was going Newcastle.
I think he's generally, a good player.
Generally, I thought he was going Newcastle. I thought he would be like the Isak replacement.
Do you know what? He missed. That kind of unforgivable. You can't miss sitters. Yeah. Do you remember that sitter he missed at Villa Park?
He's missed too many.
Sitters.
Yeah, you know when he says sitters, I'm just thinking about...
Yeah, it's proper. It's like... Missing chances is one thing, and then there's like Timo Werner, sitters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
he misses Timo Werner sitters.
And he's got quite a few of those. Yeah, it's not even just one.
No,
you know?
It would be like a minute and a half compilation
of him just missing.
But I didn't think he was as bad as people make out. I think our only two here, it's either it didn't work because he's no longer there and therefore it didn't work, or it was just about worth it. They got the money back. They won a league title. He scored big goals. He gave some good moments. Or is it didn't work? They wouldn't have signed Isak if it worked, would they?
Yeah, that's the thing. It didn't work.
They wouldn't have signed Ekitike if it worked.
But then you can't say also just about worth it. Because was it really worth it? Would they have kept him a bit longer?
Do you know what? If we're being totally honest here, I think it's probably didn't work.
Yeah.
But I would say that I personally would argue that it was just about worth it.
Okay.
You know, crucial
goals. We'll go with that.
Just about worth it. Crucial goals. Right. Harry Maguire, 10th most expensive signing in the Premier League ever. Mm. Leicester City to Manchester United for 80 million quid.
Yeah.
You're the boss.
This one spins my head a little bit because
it's either just about worth it.
Yeah.
Or it didn't work.
It's quite similar to Darwin Núñez again.
It's not an amazing signing, and it's not what were they thinking. What they were thinking at the time was they were signing one of England's best centre-halves around.
And I thought at the time, I thought we kind of did what Liverpool did, and we got our Van Dijk. Generally, I thought that we had the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the...
Your version,
you know. So obviously he didn't amount to that, but at the same time, he's been an important figure. If we look at across his Manchester United... period, he's especially over the like he I have so much respect for Harry Maguire.
Dude.
because you know he's been times where he's been frozen out of the team. He had his armband taken off him. He was told he was no longer needed, but yet throughout all of this stayed professional, stayed you know focused. And now you know my interact, I kind of love him a little bit because he's like every time he's been relied upon, you know, he's just given us 100%. And if we saw last season the amount of point goals, and not even just the last season, just in general, the amount of last minute important goals, winning goals that he scored for Man United and got us out of dark moments, Lyon being the most recent one, you know, it's very hard to now say it didn't work.
He's also fought for this, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Like he could have gone he could have gone to West Ham, I think, at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, he was stripped of the captaincy, which is embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's fought to maintain his relationship with Manchester United. And on some level, I think he's kind of become a little bit of a cult hero. He's kind of become the answer to the problems. If you need a centre forward at 2 minutes to go, he's the guy, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it certainly didn't live up to what it was supposed to.
No.
Is it just about worth it, Maguire? Or do you feel like actually signing him has cost you? Because that's the way that's the other thing here. Say you didn't sign him.
Yeah.
And you signed somebody else.
It's margins though, isn't it? Because even like, for example, we spoke about Van Dijk earlier. You know, we were meant to sign Van Dijk in the summer before Liverpool signed him, but we went for Lindelof instead. Look at the fine margins in that.
Someone needs to lose their job for that.
Yeah, look at her. Lindelof. It's crazy. Yeah, he did. Ed Woodward, he lost his job.
Right.
Yeah.
On the back of that, the day you go, I want Lindelof over Van Dijk, you don't work in football anymore.
Yeah, like, so...
That you should be cancelled. that's a cancelling.
This one's hard, man. This one's hard.
I'm going to hand you the reins of this one.
Yeah.
This is your decision.
Worth it, 80 million, I don't think the fee was worth what we got, even though he's given us big moments and whatnot. I don't think it's... For what we were trying to achieve with him or what we're trying to get out of him, I don't think we got it. I wouldn't say it didn't work either because, he's given us moments.
Yeah.
He's given us moments.
So maybe
as well.
It is. It's just like it's just. Oh. You have to put the emphasis on the just. You italicize the word just. You're like just about worth it.
It's hard to say that. Just about worth it. 80 million for a centre half. Did it really work? Did it really work?
Then if it didn't work, it has to be didn't work. If it hasn't worked, really.
What would be the jury's out for this one?
But
debate.
But we know we have so much data. Oh. The jury can't be out. Especially not with you here. The jury could be out. So I was discussing this with Adi.
I'm going to say it didn't work.
Didn't work.
I'm going to say, I'm going to have to be honest. I'm going to say it didn't work.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Yeah. What do you think of Gvardiol, Man City? Leipzig to Man City, 80 million quid. Has Gvardiol worked?
I would say he definitely worked. I think he was part of their Champions League.
He hasn't become the player that I thought he was going to be though.
Yeah.
True. I remember, I saw you there, do you remember when we were in Qatar?
Yes.
I had an amazing time there. And I went to a Croatia game. I think I went to Croatia, Korea. I think it was Croatia against South Korea, I think. And I got talking to some Croatians next to me in the stadium, like really nice fellas. They were talking about Gvardiol and they were like, look, this is the guy. You are talking proper, serious centre half, one of the best to have ever done it. And he's going to have, he's not that.
Yeah.
He's not become what I thought he was going to become off the back of that conversation in 2022.
Yeah, I think his first season in English football, I think he did really well. I think last season, there was a bit of question marks about him. And I think that's why people...
And they all went a bit wrong, though. Ruben Diaz had a bad year.
Do you know what I mean? So I would say for now, and given his age, he's still quite young.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Young.
He could go on to be an amazing signing, but I don't think he's an amazing signing yet.
Yeah, no, not yet. I think he will become an amazing signing. I think by the time he leaves City, I think he will be. But I think for right now, it's just about worth it. Because given his age, given the fact that he's already won trophies with them, given the fact that he scored some important goals. I remember the one against Real Madrid.
Yeah. It's just so much money. Yeah. That's the thing. It's just so much money. So I think we'll go just about worth it.
Yeah.
Where does Antony? Antony is the eighth most expensive player to have ever moved in the Premier League, to the Premier League. From Ajax to Manchester United, 82.5 million.
Yeah. I'm going to say, what were they thinking, man?
What were they thinking?
Because of the fact that we could have got him earlier in the window for about 40 million.
It was a mess.
Half the money.
It was a mess.
We delayed it. We waited later in the window. Got him in for double the amount of money that we could have got him earlier in the window. Given now that which we were discussing in the last video, we discussed about how Mohamed Kudus was there We've seen how both players have now kind of turned out, you know. So not only did we get the worst winger in the club,
we paid more money. Yeah,
we paid ridiculous.
No, there is no doubt. This could be the easiest one. This isn't a didn't work. This is a what were they thinking?
No, what were they thinking?
An absolute disaster for Antony.
Yeah.
Kai Havertz, Leverkusen to Chelsea, 86 million, ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
It's so difficult because can you ever say that a player didn't work? And he didn't work. Mm. He didn't work. He wasn't popular. He still isn't popular. Like, but he scored a winner in a Champions League final against Man City in the drag out. Like, what he did for Chelsea in 2021 will live forever.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the best moments in our entire history.
Yeah.
It will be remembered probably in the top five moments of our club's entire history. Top five moments of the club's entire history. And yet I'm going to argue that it just didn't work out at all.
Really?
Well, it just didn't work out.
You shocked me there.
It just... What we needed Kai Havertz to be, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't. He just didn't work.
Do you know what I'm going to say about this?
Go on.
I'm going to say just about worth it.
Just because of that. Yeah.
That goal is worth it. It
doesn't matter.
I don't care what he's done in his career. Yeah. I don't care how bad of a player he was. Clubs in Europe spend hundreds of millions for Champions League titles.
Your rationale is spot on here.
Yeah.
Of course it worked out.
It worked out.
Because doesn't matter what happens next, does it?
He got you Champions League. Like, he's cemented in Chelsea history.
It's exactly the argument that I've been putting to Newcastle fans about Isak.
Yeah.
Like, he got you in the Champions League and won you a trophy for the first time in 70 years. You've done well.
Yeah, he's done his job.
Exactly the
same. He's done what he needed. Yeah,
you're right. I was wrong there. You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right.
That's how I was shocked that you said it. Yeah, I was shocked. I thought that goal itself would be enough.
It's just, if it had really worked, it'd still be playing for us now.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
That goal is worth
100%.
It,
no doubt.
Yeah.
Paul Pogba, Juve to Man United, nearly 90 million quid.
Mm-hmm. It's very straightforward.
I'm torn.
Very straightforward.
Very straightforward. Go on.
Didn't work. Man, as much as I love Paul Pogba, I'm a big Paul Pogba fan.
Paul Pogba. I'm just a fan of players who play football like Paul Pogba.
Yeah.
Just every footballer should be. I always want to see a Grealish on the ball. I always want to see a Tarapt on the ball. I always want to see a Robin on the ball. I always want to see a Pogba on the ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you know that pass that he used to play? I remember it at Juve under Conte. That right foot, pinger, absolute rocket.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to control that.
Nah.
I mean, he used to ping it and it used to go like a torpedo and then drop right in front of him. Yeah,
he done that for Rashford so many times.
Such a great player.
So many times, but it didn't work, unfortunately, man. And it hurts me. It actually breaks my heart to say that, but...
It didn't work.
Like, you know, obviously, you know, it's not entirely on him. Mm. I do think the club do need to take responsibility on that. Of course, there was a lot of missed profiles in the midfield. You know, the team was never really built for him to thrive. I don't think the system, the players around him gave him the best platform to see the best version of Paul Pogba. We got glimpses. We got moments. We had maybe a season or two where we saw the, you know, him at his best, but over the course of his time at Manchester United, we just didn't see on a consistent base. It didn't see on a consistent basis. Nah. But he also has to look in the mirror as well.
He also has to look in the mirror.
Because I think he also has to look in the mirror and say, did I give my best and did I do everything I could to, you know, deliver for Manchester United? And I don't think he did either. Nah. So I was going to say it didn't work.
Okay, didn't work. Lukaku, this couldn't be more easy. Lukaku entered to Chelsea for nearly 100 million quid.
What would
Literally didn't work. What were
what
we
they thinking?
Well, I mean, what we were thinking at the time was... Yeah. It made sense at the time, but it immediately became clear that this is one of Chelsea's worst ever signings. Yeah. Like, I think it is actually Chelsea's worst ever signing if you factor everything into it.
Yeah.
Like, he went off to Sky Italia, did that unsanctioned interview, blew the club up from the inside out, totally disrespected the people that pay his wages, totally disrespected his teammates, made life impossible for Thomas Tuchel. Like, it was a horrific moment from him.
Yeah.
He was at Chelsea telling everybody, telling Sky Italia, that he's desperate to go and play for Inter. Like, what are you doing?
He just left there 2 months
ago. What are you doing?
No, it was crazy. Yeah. He's telling, he was saying, I remember that famous quote, Lautaro, stay in Inter. I'm coming to you. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Nah,
and it was going well. We played Arsenal very early. I think it might have even been his debut. Do you remember?
Yes.
Reece James into Lukaku. So it was looking great.
Yeah.
And he just blew the season up.
Nah.
Yeah.
Insane.
It's one of Chelsea's worst ever. It goes down as it didn't work. But he could literally be Chelsea's worst ever signing, considering everything that happened around it.
Yeah.
There's another really easy one here. We're doing Moises Caicedo, £100 million, Brighton to Chelsea. Amazing signing.
Yeah. Because I think he had his first season, I think it was a bit shaky. I think he was a bit shaky. But I think he's en route to becoming an amazing signing. I think right now, I'll say just about worth it because the type of player that he is and his profile, it's very hard to find.
Class action,
yeah, it's very hard, very, very hard to find.
He's actually a class act.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't rate Enzo Fernandez as highly as everyone else, but Enzo Fernandez looks really good alongside him. You know, sometimes you play alongside and you look
good.
Gary Cahill always looked good when he was playing alongside Terry.
Yeah.
Moises Caicedo is so good.
Yeah.
And I think he really helps out Enzo Fernandez. Yeah. I think he's brilliant.
It's for you. This one's for you, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going
amazing signing. Amazing Caicedo. Mm. I really am.
I think
I feel like he's going to be the epicenter of our team for the next like half a decade. Mm. I think he's a really good player.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm going definitely top tier. Amazing signing. Another easy one here. Declan Rice. Declan Rice to Arsenal is only an amazing signing.
Yeah, same. I'm with you on that.
How high do you rate Declan Rice?
I think he's one of the best in his position.
In the world?
In world football.
So do I.
No, not even just in world football. I think he's one of the best. I think 100 million now looks like a bargain for him.
Yeah.
I think it generally looks like a bargain.
Arsenal
fans
sing that to West Ham.
Yeah.
He only cost half price or something.
I think he's everything they needed and more. And I think it's not even just how good of a player he is, because we can sit here and talk about how good of a player. I think it's everything else that he brings.
He's a geezer, isn't
he? Yeah, it just serves with his leadership quality. Like, he is the unofficial captain of that team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I know Odegaard wears the armband, but for me, when I look at the Arsenal team, it's Declan Rice.
He seems like, both with England and Arsenal,
yeah,
he seems like he's so popular with both the fans and
the players.
Yeah. Like, you know, when I go to England games, he's always like, comes over, claps the fans, has a good rapport with the fans.
Yeah.
Just seems like a top bloke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funny, you know, when you see him being interviewed, he's funny.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a personality.
Yeah.
But he knows when to also be serious. And you know, you need this, and that's what I love about him. I think he knows when it's time to, you know, yeah. do the work, and then when it's time,
it was a coming of age moment against Real Madrid as well.
Oh, incredible.
Like, he's just a class act. He's just a class act. There's nothing to discuss.
Two man of the match awards back to back in the both games as well.
Home and away, Real Madrid
against someone that you're talking about, some of the best players in the world.
Yeah. Icons he's playing against.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it has to be amazing.
Amazing signing, Declan Rice, no doubt.
Yeah,
Grealish to Man City from Villa, 100 million quid.
Yeah, this one is a bit of a debate. I'm gonna lean towards though, just about worth it.
I would lean towards just about worth it as well, but I think most people in the comments will be disagreeing with us.
Yeah,
I think they will say that it didn't work out.
Again, it's kind of that same argument with Havertz. It's kind of like.
Yeah, Giza won a treble.
The treble season in that second half of the season, especially
he was the main man.
He was the guy. Mm. And I think a lot of people forget that. I think that Champions League run, he was unreal, you know? Yeah. So, again, I always say the best European teams or the biggest European teams all spend money for that, for those moments, for those games, for those trophies. And if Jack Grealish was a big part of that, then ultimately for City, it was worth it. I think it's just about worth it because
of the Kai Havertz logic.
But I don't think it's an amazing signing.
Some people will be saying that it didn't work. Some people will be saying it just didn't work. He played 7 games for them last season. Do you know, like 7 games.
I think that's why it's not an amazing signing.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's not an amazing signing, because ultimately he's kind of fallen out of the club, and then he's obviously kind of left. I don't know. This one's a tough one.
I think it's just about worth it.
If we take everything into account, I think it is just about worth it.
Yeah. And then the most expensive.
Yeah.
So if Jack Grealish is in just about worth it, Enzo Fernandez, Benfica to Chelsea, 105 million.
Mm.
What tier do you think Enzo Fernandez is in? I'm leaning towards just about worth it.
Mm.
Primarily because Champions League football, winning the Club World Cup, winning the other competitions that we won in Poland. Yeah. I think it's just about worth it.
Yeah.
Just
about worth it, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Just about worth it for Enzo Fernandez. What we're going to do now, by the way, is we're going to do the new signings. So the new signings now that are in the top 15, we're going to predict which tier they're going to end up in. So they can't go into juries out. So there are 4 players now that have just moved that have gone into this top 15 signings in terms of the amount that they've cost. So we're going to do a prediction.
Mm. Yeah.
14th would be Nick Voltamade, Stuttgart to Newcastle United for 73 million quid.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he go ultimately? We're going to predict his career. Does he end up an amazing signing? Will he be just about worth it?
Mm.
Did it work? And maybe it didn't work?
Mm.
Or will it be a what were they thinking? It was a panic buy, Voltamade.
It was a real panic buy. But in terms of, have you seen how good he is? He's got the flair and the technical ability that Isak's got.
Mm.
It's just obviously trying to translate that into the Premier League is where I'm a bit worried, because a lot of players don't really tend to
Half our list here of players that didn't work out is Bundesliga players.
But in terms of the profile of player, it makes sense. I think he does fill that void. Will he be as good as Isak and make the same
level?
I don't know.
Here's a question for you then. Why didn't they sign him earlier? Why didn't they want him? Why did they try and sign Delap? Try and sign Mbeumo? Try and sign João Pedro? Try and sign Ekotike? Try and sign basically everyone?
That's the only question mark. Bayern tried to sign him in the summer as well. Mm. Yeah. So, and then, yeah.
Yeah, also, Bayern chose Nicholas Jackson over him.
Yeah.
Which is a worry. I'm going bold on this.
Go on.
What were they thinking?
In 18 months' time...
We'll be talking about Nick Voltamade in the same way as we have spoken about who've been famous flop Newcastle centre forwards.
Joe Linton, but then he got moved to midfield.
Yeah. I think we'll be talking about Nick Voltamade in the same way that we talk about Stefan Givenchy.
That's harsh. I'm gonna say, you know what? Just because of how good Eddie Howe is with terms of
attackers. That could be the difference.
He elevates
everyone.
Yeah, and I think I think the expectation isn't too high for him to, as long as he gets about 10 to 15 goals and if Gordon and Elanga are chipping,
then he's
done his job. So I'm going to say, for now, just about worth it, but with a view to amazing signing.
Okay. I'm going Voltamare, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Hugo Ekitike, Frankfurt to Liverpool, 82 million quid.
Mm.
this is undoubtedly an amazing signing.
Amazing signing.
Amazing signing.
He's an incredible footballer.
He's an incredible
footballer. You know that's greedy from Liverpool. To the fact that you got Ekitike, who's already one of the best young talents in terms of striker, and you already can see what he's done at the beginning of this season. Just the flair, the technical ability, the ruthlessness in front of goal. And then you went and got Isak. That's greedy.
It's greedy, but it's what that you should do when you're champions. Greedy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when we were when we were brilliant, we just went and signed Essien. Just because we could.
Torres as well, when you had Drogba and
Nelka. Yeah.
Just because we could.
Yeah, Crespo. We don't need him.
Yeah. You guys are very good at doing that. You guys are very good at doing that. You were the kings of that, to be fair. You were the kings.
There's no doubt. Florian Wirtz, 108 million quid. He'd be second on this list. It's an amazing signing.
I'm going to say just about worth it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, just because I think the expectations that people are going to have
might make my life hard for him.
Yeah, how hard for him. So I'm going to say for now, just about worth it.
And I know that we agree on Isak.
Yeah.
Isak, amazing.
Amazing sign.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
Amazing.
The geezer is a genius. Yeah. And he's now joined a load of other geniuses who are champions with an elite level manager. This is like, it's like just perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. So that concludes it. Liban, obviously an honour. Thank you so much.
Make sure
that you subscribe to Liban's channel. The link is in the description below. It's fantastic football content over there. Let us know your thoughts on this video. I really want to hear what you have to say in the comment section below. We'll both be in the comment section when this video is live. So let us know what you have to say. If you've enjoyed it, give it a like, click subscribe. Ta-da.